Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What eventually would become Kevin McHale. Two Hall of Famers.
That's
for a washout. And then they got Chris Washburn, who, yeah, look him up.
Jeez, that.
Yeah, the Warriors made move after move.
It all worked out in the end for him. It was long, it was torturous, but you got Steph, and you somehow, some way, got Kevin Durant to join you, and you had one of the greatest dynasties the league has ever seen, and it all worked out. We'll just do the rapid fire bit with Warzoff. Yeah, we did. That's perfect. I love that. That was a fun little thing to get to know the head coach of the San Jose Sharks. So we'll do that. We'll continue on with this player that you regret moving off of conversation. Angels in Berkeley. What's up, Angel?
What's up, Angel?
Hey, man. So I wanted to bring up the season where the A's were first in the league, and we traded Cespedes and lost in the wild card. I haven't watched baseball since that season.
That's, you know what, Angel? God, that was 11 years ago, by the way. Good God.
It was 11?
It was 11.
I don't buy that.
2014 AL Wildcard game.
Are you kidding me?
11 years. Alberto Chiaspo, amongst others on that team.
God.
Giovanni Soto had to leave the game because he was hot.
Giovanni Soto? Yeah. That's a name.
Brandon,
wow.
Brandon Moss, yeah, the three-run jack in that game.
If you say Giovanni Soto, I say Sterling Castro in my head. I don't know why I connected to.
There you go. Well, I just think of him as those Angels teams that were just kind of like mired and like John Lackey amongst others. That Cespedes one's a good one. A lot of A's fans feel the same. I'm in a minority here, and maybe I still defend the move.
No.
Because I thought he was going for it. I get it. John Lester, they needed a number
trade your
one.
Cleanup hitter.
Jason Hamill is so awful on those teams. God, he's just. Well, they didn't even have Jeff Samardzija available for that game. Just to have just a one or two inning, just to throw him in there. That was, talking about Sleepy Bob, asleep at the wheel with that one. Thanks, Bomel. Thanks. Sorry, just kicking him out on his way out. He just got fired. Just reliving bad memories there. Yeah, Cespedes. There's a lot of, honestly, Joe, the entire Oakland A's of the 2000s.
Yeah.
You moved off of all of them.
There's no
you
doubt.
Got rid of all of them. Josh Donaldson.
Is there anyone they held on to too long?
No.
Yes.
Well, actually, yes. Chris
Eric
Davis.
Chavez.
Chris Davis. We awarded him. What did he do? Hit
the
him.
Real
he was
KD.
Back. The real KD. Dude, he was sick for like 3 or 4 years, though.
That 240 every year.
Just so many
shots on that field.
Couldn't throw up a dude. He was perfect DH. You would have taken him on those Giants teams.
For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, the DH wasn't still there. It wasn't universal at that time. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM, HD1, San Francisco.
A.
An Odyssey Sports
so
Station.
True.
In the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming live from Laughing Amongst You. By the way, Joe, I need to get this in because we missed it and I don't want to get in trouble. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with a juicy Week 6 matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That is the A game this weekend. You get the A crew. You get, and I know you and Bonte are all upset about it because it's not Fox, not traditional. But you got Tony Romo, you got Jim Nance on the call, CBS primetime, 125 in Tampa. Can't wait. Mac Jones v. Baker Mayfield. And we're talking about, why we're talking about this whole conversation, it started there with Baker Mayfield and Browns fans, and the Browns organization definitely regrets moving off of that guy way too soon. He won you a playoff game. And now you'd kill to have that success right now. You think Stefanski's on the hot seat, by the way, real quick? You think he should be?
I
think he absolutely should be.
Let me ask you this question.
He's the head coach of the Browns. I feel like the hot seat.
That's a great point.
It's true.
Great beard, though. Great beard.
I have one at the house. What is it called? A bidet where it's the seat warmer on the toilet?
Oh, well, it shoots the water and cleans your butt. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I have one, too.
Yeah, but it also heats the seat.
Well, that's a fancy one. I don't have a heat seat on mine.
They're not that fancy. It's Toto. You can get them for like a couple $100.
Dude, that's just exactly. Mine's like $30. I have a bidet that's like you can just install that.
It's worth it, dude. You spend a lot of time on the toilet.
Clearly. That's why I have a bidet. I think the 95.7 The Game and our station here at Odyssey, you should invest in them. Continue.
That's my final
thought.
I'm not even going to go there.
We can't even.
Let me go in the reverse. Who's an athlete that should have stayed in their spot one extra year or two extra years?
Oh, and like hurt their career by leaving?
Yeah. Yeah. If I told you Kyrie should have just stayed with LeBron as long as he could,
yeah,
and it wouldn't have started the domino effect of his career, would you buy that?
Yeah.
I mean, I get why he wanted out before LeBron left him high and dry. I get it.
I think it's the same thing with Kevin Durant. It's like the same. Like a lot of fans.
You really think so? You think he's going to sit back at some point in his life and go, God, I should have stayed an extra couple years.
Maybe, but see, that's the thing.
I think he defiantly thinks he made all the right decisions.
Joe, the fans feel like he should feel that way. I don't think he will ever feel that way.
I actually think he does internally, and that's why he tweets it out so much.
Oh, that's just...
I think he's super insecure over it because I think he knows he screwed up.
I'm in a minority. I love KD Twitter game. I love that he claps back all the time. I think it's hilarious, and he's just emblematic of it, of this, the era that we live in. But that's a good one, Kyrie. Players that should have stayed but left due to whatever reasons.
Alvin Harper is a name that comes to mind from the old Cowboys team. Should have stayed on that team and should have not gone to the Bucks. I'm sure Guru somewhere is like fist pumping right now.
I think a great hell of before Kevin Durant even left, now that I'm thinking of it, like they couldn't keep that trio together. KD, James Harden, Russell Westbrook. God. That's one for me where you look back on.
Sure.
Joe, he had three MVPs on one team.
I know.
Three of them.
I'm still taking the big three for the Heat over them.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. The big three, the OKC never won anything. They got to a finals, but they didn't win anything. And there's an argument to be made that those players never become who they ended up becoming, like MVP-wise. I know Kevin Durant, obviously, if they didn't leave.
What about Jimmy Johnson leaving the Cowboys?
After watching that doc, I think there was regret on both those sides.
What about Bill Walsh? He says he was pushed out. Bill Walsh leaving the Niners.
Yeah, but... They still won. Do you think they won more with Bill Walsh?
I just think he regretted that. The way the whole thing went down. The way he makes it out in his memoirs is that he got pushed out. He didn't retire.
They
phrased it as he retired. And I don't even know if anyone will really, truly know the truth on that.
We're getting some Raider fans on the Box and Gerson working Jay Tegner's text line, you know, moving off training John Gruden. Right? Like, that's one where they feel like if you would have kept Gruden... With Rich Gannon, one more year, they were in the Super Bowl, Joe.
I know.
Maybe they win the whole thing.
I know.
Maybe they do. Maybe that Tampa team doesn't get there and you play, who was it, the Eagles, I think, Donovan McNabb? You probably beat them, right? Again, these are all hypotheticals.
Say what you just said, Carter.
I think a really good one is Dwight Howard.
Dwight. Oh, with Orlando.
Forcing his way off the Magic.
Yeah, him and Van Gundy.
And that really started the end of his career.
100%.
That is wild.
He salvaged it at the end, but it was a bubble team, and it was kind of poetic. It was in South Florida that they won it. But yeah, that's one where, had he stayed a lifer, it would have meant a lot more, Carter,
in
his career.
Michael Jordan, somewhere in his mind, regrets retiring the second time. I'm talking about after 98 and going to the Wizards. I think similar to KD, he believes it in his soul. It was the right move. And I think we're all looking at him like, nah, I don't know about that, buddy.
That's an interesting one.
I'm just asking. I know he was done with ownership. I understand all the stuff kind of in there. I'm just asking.
What about as we're going to San Jose Sharks here in a second, we're going to replay Ryan
Wisowski.
Le'Veon
Bell is at the top of the list.
Le'Veon.
Carter, no doubt about it.
Randy Moss.
Randy.
Albert Pujols.
Pujols is an interesting one.
He had a hell of an Angels run. I know we look at it bad. Look at the numbers.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
He had two Hall of Fame careers.
He did. But it was fact that he didn't win anything with the Angels, and he won so much with the Cardinals.
Exactly. He played 20 years.
By the way, speaking of guys that made the right decision in leaving, Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, God,
Shohei Ohtani leaving the Angels for the Dodgers.
Carmelo Anthony.
Carmelo.
Giancarlo Stanton leaving the Marlins. and going to the Yankees.
The Yankees, what that's done for his... Well, again, he's kind of...
Carmelo made the wrong move. I'm sorry.
Should stay in Denver?
Just one more year. You stay there, you leave as a free agent, they don't have to surrender all the different assets that they did. It's one of the dumbest things. No one ever talks about it. He demanded to leave. If he just waited 6 months, they wouldn't have had to give up Gallinari and all the different picks and all the different players that they gave up. It was one of the penny-wise, pound-foolish moves of all time.
We teased this. This is a fun little rapid fire we did with the Sharks head coach. It's a couple minutes, but I teased it, so I want to play it for all the fans that are other Shark fans. Keep your headphones on because we got to wrap this thing up real quick. Hold on. But it's Ryan Warsofsky. You can find the entire interview on YouTube in the Odyssey app. Head coach of your San Jose Sharks. Start their season tomorrow, Joey, against the hated Golden Knights of Las Vegas.
I was going to tell him, but I didn't want to make it about myself. Huh. We were actually called Warsofsky, and then when we came to Ellis Island, they chopped the name.
Oh, look at that. They, as we say, Americanized it. Yeah. Same with my mom, who's also Polish on her side. It was Kolbowski. It changed to Kolbash. Kolbowski means like sausage maker or something over in Poland. So there you go. The more you know. A lot of Poles here at 95.7 The Game. I didn't know that. Put a poll on it. Ryan Warsofsky, rapid fire.
All right, Coach. I'm going to do quick rapid fire before we get on out of here. We do it with all our guests.
Yeah.
All right? Rapid fire. Don't think twice. Just have some fun with these. You're at La Vix. What are you ordering? What's your burrito order? Give it to us.
Steak burrito, guac, no sour cream, no tomatoes, though.
Love it.
All right. Strong.
Favorite artist, music.
Ooh, Bruce Springsteen.
There you go.
All right. Worst dresser on the team of all the players. Throw him right under the bus.
Mario Ferraro.
The Italian? Come on.
Who is the least likely that you would want dating your daughter or sister?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Loaded question.
It is a loaded question.
I may have to go back to Mario Ferraro.
All right. Who's got the most drip off the field, off the ice, excuse me, if you will? Who's got the most fashion sense?
Ryan Reeves.
Oh, I love that. Who shouldn't start a podcast? Because so many guys got podcasts. Who would be the guy that you'd be the most afraid having a daily podcast?
Probably Macklin and Will.
Joe, you got one more?
No, that's great. We're up against it, Ryan. That's really good stuff, man.
We really appreciate
the time this morning. I know it's early for you. Season starts tomorrow against the Golden Knights, and that rivalry is going to start getting renewed here very quickly, Ryan.
Yes.
Just let you know, Ryan, we don't like those guys, okay? I'm sure you know that.
We don't either.
Okay, good. All right.
I'm right there with you.
Let's go. Hey, Ryan, good stuff. Good luck this season.
I grew up in the Red Sox-Yankees.
Come on.
We'll get the rivalry growing.
All right.
Are you still bitter about the loss last week?
That was
How
tough.
You feeling?
Oh, no.
A little bit. And then the kid that pitched was from Boston. Unbelievable.
Hey, don't worry. Drake May's looking good, so Patriots season now.
Yeah,
so you can look forward to that. They're 3-2. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, exactly.
Good stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Have a good one, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That was good stuff. And then my favorite after the rapid fire, I totally dropped the ball on you there. What? Like, Joe, you got one in there? No, I don't.
I looked at you, it looked like you were trying to get in there, and I was like about to throw one your way. I was like, I felt like LeBron in the alley, or Dwayne Wade with the alley-oop to LeBron, because you're like looking. I was like, oh, he's got a couple good ones.
You were Kuminga on Sunday throwing it to Draymond, perfect lob, and I smoked the layup right there. No, actually, I don't have anything. But dude,
My favorite is when Draymond does smoke a layup and then turns and yells at the ref.
Well, you got to do that. That's something I would do. Blame
it was
them.
The ref's fault, obviously.
Not my fault. So really good stuff there, head coach of the San Jose Sharks. If you want that entire interview, find it on YouTube or the Odyssey app. We'll wrap up the show on the other side, Joe. We got one more segment for you. The player you regret moving off too early. 888-957-9570. Or it could be a coach on 95.7 The Game. And it's brought to you, Carter, by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and also here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck.
Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tickets can be purchased at warriors.com/open practice. That's really cool. These are the kind of things you'll see, by the way, at open practice. This was TJD last year, and I guess they make rookies, you know, sing, or like young players, like if you don't have a rookie or whatever, but they make them sing like to the entire audience. And TJD chose Beyonce's Halo last year. Take a listen. That was something. I could kind of hear him, and you know what? Who's going to do it this year? What's the song? What's the song you want it to be this year? For Will Richard, I guess, would be the rookie to do it. Tui? We'll see. Seth Curry, he's kind of new on the team. No?
Jimmy Butler.
Oh, actually, Jimmy would like to do it. That's the difference. Jimmy would love
to do
that.
With that straight hair that he had a couple years ago.
Oh, the Blink-182? All the small things.
That's a banger.
I know. Your brother probably loves that.
Blink-182.
Do some My Chemical Romance.
Little Dude Ranch.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. So that's tomorrow. Open practice. Go to warriors.com/open practice. $5 tickets.
All right. You've opened the door, and I'm going to run right through it. Look, call me the boomer. I really don't care. This is a non-sports opinion. I want you guys to all hear me and hear me loud. I'm not blaming young people for this. I'm not blaming old people for this.
I'm
blaming technology.
It's a great start.
AI. The videos that I've seen over the last week, week and a half, on all of my social media feeds make me uncomfortable. Tupac in a Niners jersey. At Levi Stadium, drinking a beer, talking about the Niners and Levi Stadium is stupid. Tupac at a Giants game, smoking or doing whatever he's doing in Giants garb, like, it's stupid, all right? Seeing Fidel Castro and Tupac and whoever else was there, of all of these different deceased individuals, all together with Biggie and like doing AI, it's like they look real. Okay, that's number one. It does look real. Stop it. Michael Jackson there too. No, it's I'm telling you this right now. It is dumb. Stop doing this thing with people who have passed on and putting them on these AI videos. I know we're doing it for laughs and clicks and likes and all this. It makes everyone uncomfortable. That's number one. Number two, it clearly makes the families of these people uncomfortable. I saw you were referencing, I saw it as well, the Robin Williams' daughter talking about, stop sending me AI videos of my dad.
Yeah.
Like, everyone, stop.
Yeah, that would make me very uncomfortable.
No, I just want everyone to stop. Yeah. These are legends or whatever. It's different if there is a movie like Star Wars did with, what was the guy's name?
Tarkin. Peter Cushing.
They went to the family.
Yes.
They said, hey, are you comfortable with us recreating the character in a very small, controlled environment so that it would honor that person's spirit or whatever? And the family agreed on it. I know they did it with Princess Leia and Carrie Fisher, and they went to her family and they asked and whatever, and they did small little, you know, and that's like done tastefully.
And that's more of an homage. Yes, exactly.
It's done tastefully. Yeah. Stop it. Stop it with the AI videos. I'm begging everyone. I don't want to see Wilt Chamberlain going one-on-one with Kobe Bryant. I don't want to see Babe Ruth, you know, getting pitched to by
Shohei Ohtani.
Bob Gibson. No, I don't want to see any of that. Stop. 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 Stop it. Stop it with the AI stuff. I just think it's all too much. That's all I'm going to say. I'm done with it. I don't want to see it. Stop DMing me it. Stop sending it to me. Stop it. The Tupac stuff, let it lie. Just let it lie. Let the spirit of the individuals live on. Stop it.
You feel better now?
I do.
Okay, good.
Do I sound old when I say that?
I don't know. The AI pitching matchups of, like, let's see Shohei Ohtani versus, like, Walter Johnson. Like, I kind of would watch that AI video.
That's kind of what I'm thinking too, Sammy. What's the AI matchup that you want? And then you're out.
Guys,
out.
No, time out.
I'm out.
You guys won't even go back and rewatch the 1981 NFC Championship game in its entirety, okay? But you're here. What?
Who's to say we haven't done that?
Have you?
Yes, it's been on NFL Films. They always show
you
these things.
You watched the whole thing?
Yes.
Not the condensed 60-minute version.
I watch it. They put these things on NFL Network, Joe. Do you know that? It's at the Paul. I can watch all these
games.
Who
caught Joe Montana's first touchdown pass?
You tell me.
A tight end.
Great.
Whose name no one would know.
Okay. Was it Lewis Murphy?
No. Guys, what I'm getting at is, like, we can't say that we're here for all the history of AI, the fake history or whatever the hell you're creating, and then just, like, totally have disdain for real history.
I don't have disdain for real history. You're speaking about people. They just poo-poo everything. I'm not saying that. I'm not doing that. AI has a place, but yes, there is a place where it should not be, and I agree.
Like, if you're making, like, a graphic for your, like, youth sports team, and you ask, you know, what is the Instagram one? There's an Instagram AI that will, like, make you graphics and, like, make you pictures.
There's Grok on X. Just do Grok.
So, like, for example, I got an uncle that's obsessed with, like, hey, you know, Instagram, make me a sad Niner fan drinking by himself next to a Cowboy fan or whatever, and, like, it'll create the picture. Like, that's funny if it's for the group thread. Stop sending it out to the world when it's Tupac running Barcelona with Kobe Bryant and Wilt Chamberlain. I saw that. Running with the Bulls. Like, no, I don't want to see that.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'm saying. It's just the AI thing is out of control.
It is.
It's being used in an inappropriate way, which we knew was going to happen.
So it sounds like it's overstayed its welcome a little bit.
Already.
There we go. Who else has overstayed their welcome when it comes to
It's just like
athletes.
When I saw Elon Musk with this robot, and the robot's, like, doing this karate stuff. I'm like, all right, guys, how many movies need to be made where we know the robots are here to take us out?
Oh, come on. Like, the Skynet's not real. Even though I think that was the AI version of that movie back in Terminator 2.
It 100% was.
There you go.
It's called artificial intelligence. It's literally the basis of the movie.
Yeah, but it's not real. Like, come on. Skynet's not taking over. You fear the machines, Joe? You afraid? They can't do what we see. AI can't replicate this conversation. It can't happen. And that's why we're going to be okay.
We're not even going to have real sports games. It's going to be AI sports games.
They can't represent the authenticity of what we got.
The trajectory of Micah Parsons 8 years from now as a bona fide Hall of Famer versus Trent Williams in his prime. Go.
You know what? We might have to see something like that get put together. I did think it was cool. Like, just the notion that, again, it's different, and I understand where you're getting at, and you're right when it comes to certain things.
Like, what are we doing? Howard Cosell's going to be doing games now instead of, like, Joe Davis. We're going to have AI Howard Cosell.
With Greg, who's his nephew, by the way. I don't know if you know that. Greg Cosell on later today with Willard and Dibs in the 3 o'clock hour, as he is each and every
Wednesday. Can you make AI Greg Cosell happy?
I want to see...
That was a joke.
What if Baldy had AI version of him in his prime going up against, I don't know, Nick Bosa today? You think he'd like that? Think it'd be fun? Fun for Baldy?
Look, I'm all for having fun, but
his finger's going to be bent back in the normal position now.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You've seen? Okay.
Yes.
Have you seen the Tupac ones that everyone's sending
me? I've seen, like, crazy. I've seen Tom Brady dressed up as Al Davis. That's what they do. We got our guy?
What are we doing?
Let's go. You know what we're doing? We have Tony Dungy on the line right now. That's right. Former Bucks and Colts head coach. Football Night in America, currently on NBC. Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champion. Tony Dungy joining us now on the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky, Joe Spadoni here. Coach, good morning. We appreciate the time. And Tony, obviously, joining us on the River Islands guest line, as all guests of 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Tony, let's just bring you into the conversation we've been having the last few weeks. Mac Jones, 3-0 now, as a backup for Brock Purdy. What have you made of this entire kind of run here with Mac? And we've had a lot of people weigh in. Do you stay with the hot hand? Do you wait till Brock's healthy? Just give us your take on the situation right now in San Francisco.
It's funny because on our NBC Football Night in America podcast, we're debating the same issue. And I think you've got it in a couple places out there in San Francisco and with Minnesota with Carson Wentz and J.J. McCarthy. And as a coach, you're sitting there saying, hey, I've got to do what's best for the team. I know who my guy is, and then when he's 100% and ready to go and is practiced, we probably need to put him back in. But I certainly am not going to rush that process, and I'm not going to put him in when this other quarterback is playing so well. And Mac Jones is playing outstanding football for the 49ers, so I think they should wait until Brock has had his practice time and he is ready to go and fully 100%.
Coach, how do these conversations go? Like, whether it's turf toe, maybe it's a hamstring strain, when it's your quarterback, is it head coach, quarterback? Is it head coach, quarterback, medical staff, you know, coaching staff? Like, break down how you're making these assessments on availability and when a guy is right. That's kind of the thing that none of us in Niner fandom understands. Like, how are they even going to make the determination of if and when he should be right?
Well, the first call is the medical staff, and you want to know, is he at risk? If I put him in, not only can he do his job, but is there a chance he's more susceptible to injury? If that's the case, then I don't want to put him in, and the medical staff will say no. But if they say he's not at risk, he's where he is, then you have to judge by what you see in practice. And am I seeing the same Brock Purdy that I saw before? Does he feel good? All of those things. And then the third thing to consider in this situation is, where is this quarterback, you know, in himself and his position with the team? If it's Peyton Manning and he's been there 12 years and he's definitely the quarterback, then you don't mind letting him sit a couple more weeks because everybody knows he's still the quarterback. In this situation, it's a little more dicey because, you know, Brock has been outstanding, but he hasn't been the franchise quarterback for 10 years. And say Mac Jones continues to play well, then you've got this question, who is our number one quarterback? And a lot of times you don't want to get into that.
Talking to Tony Dungy here on the River Islands guest line on the Morning Roast, Spadoni and Chasky. And Coach, have you ever gone through something like this, whether it be as a player, an assistant coach, or a head coach, when it comes to a full-blown quarterback controversy?
I've not really gone through it myself, but I've seen it. And I can go back to 1998, the Minnesota Vikings, and Brad Johnson is their guy, and he gets a little nicked up, and they go with Randall Cunningham, and Randall starts off getting hot. And then, you know, Denny Green had always said, you don't lose your job to an injury. Well, when is Brad going to be back in the lineup? Well, he's not quite 100% as Randall's throwing 4 and 5 touchdown passes a week to Randy Moss and Chris Carter. You know, you just have to go with your gut sometimes and feel like you're going with the hot hand. But, again, it really depends on who that number one quarterback is as you're making that decision.
You know, Coach, you coached John Lynch, and we just love John Lynch out here. He's very straightforward. He's easy to like, easy to love. Are you surprised that he's running the team and has been running this team for close to a decade now? Like, did you see this in him when he was a player?
I did. Well, I could see it as a player, yes, because he was that type of guy, prepared, knew the whole game, understood the whole league. So I could see that. But when I talked to John, he was discussing what he should do with his TV career. And, you know, hey, I've got an offer from this station, this network, and I got an offer from this network. I'm going to weigh this. And I was going back and forth with him on that, trying to talk him into coming to NBC. And then he calls me back and says, scratch all that, Coach. I think I'm going to the Niners. I was, what? But, yeah, he's an outstanding man. tremendous football mind, and as you said, very genuine, very transparent. He's going to bring everybody together. He's always been that type of leader, so I'm not surprised at all at the success they've had.
How has he changed? You know, when you're 33 years old, you're totally different 30 years later at 63 years old, which is where he's at right now. How have you seen him change in terms of his personality over the years?
I don't think a whole lot. John was always a very mature guy. He was a leader. He was a guy who thought about his teammates, thought about making everybody else better. So what I see now is what I expected. I think he's a little more patient now, maybe, and that's helpful in the job that he's in. But to be honest, I haven't really seen a whole lot of change in John. He is who he's always been.
Is it? From afar, do you think it's difficult working with Kyle Shanahan, or do you think it's kind of easy? They seem to have a good personality mesh between the two of them.
Well, I think that was the key. They knew each other well before they got into the job. They know each other, and they know how the other one thinks and how they function. I don't think they have personality issues, and that's very, very key between head coach and GM. And they just have hit it off very well, and they've been able to stay the course.
You know, Tony, we're talking to Hall of Fame coach Tony Dungy here on the Morning Roast. You know, you were labeled once by the media at one point as, you know, the guy that couldn't get it done, right? You know, Andy Reid for a long time,
yeah,
the guy that
yeah.
couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
It feels like that's where a lot of, you know, Niner fans and the national media are at with Kyle Shanahan. He's been there twice, two different quarterbacks. They've been a quarter away twice. What would you tell Kyle, you know, if you were to sit down on the couch with him and say, you know what, hey, these people are going to say blank. This is what you got to do. Like, what would your message to Kyle be from one guy that, you know, was labeled as can't win the big one once upon a time?
I would tell him exactly that. Do not worry about it and be who you are and trust your instincts and don't block out the noise. Block out all the noise because it doesn't matter. People who know football know that that's not the case. And you're right. They said it about me. Philadelphia gets rid of Andy Reid because he can't quite get that big Super Bowl win. Well, how many Super Bowls has Andy gone to now in the last 12 years? So, yeah, that's a ridiculous comment, but it does happen. It is real, and you have to block out the noise.
You know, as somebody who looks at the league from a zoomed-out perspective every week on Sunday night at Football in America, how are you guys viewing Bucs-Niners on Sunday? Because for us, this is... You know, last week Thursday was the biggest game of the year. Now this feels like one of the biggest games of the year. Baker Mayfield, an early, way too early MVP candidate against probably Mac Jones, Niners on the road. Like, this one feels big. How are you guys viewing it?
Oh, I think it is huge. And we did our NBC podcast. Obviously, we've got Chiefs Lions, so we promote that one. But to me, the next game on the docket is this one. Two teams that have a chance to win their division, two teams that could be battling for, if we play again in the playoffs, who's going to be at home and who's going to be on the road, and two teams who are about to make a statement. We are for real, and I'm going to have my eye on this one for sure. It's in Tampa. I think they've got something to prove. They played against Philadelphia, didn't quite get it done, so everybody here in the Tampa area, well, we're good, but can we really hang with the top teams? This will be a chance to make a statement. Yes, we can do that.
What do you make of Baker Mayfield's resurrection and where he's at with that team right now? It's a remarkable redemption story, and I feel like he's kind of won America over. What's your assessment as someone who's been in the game for as long as you have?
Yeah, he's definitely won the team over. He's won the city. He is probably the number one athlete in the city right now. And people love his just personality, his drive, his energy, what he's brought to the game and to the table. And he's playing lights out football. And the thing about it now is the team believes if we're close in the fourth quarter, Baker's going to find a way to win it. And that type of attitude is what's really there. He's been great in the community. He's been great in the locker room. And I think I always knew I could do this. I just needed that system in the right place and the right teammates. And he's got it now and really rolling.
Talking with Tony Dungy here, Hall of Fame head coach on the River Islands guest line. And Coach, Kevin O'Connell, who I think is widely regarded by most as one of the top young minds in the game today, what he's been able to do at the quarterback position, whether it be Sam Darnold, whether it was Kirk Cousins, hopefully J.J. McCarthy for his sake, and now with Carson Wentz, he had a quote, and I want you to react to it. He said, "I believe that organizations fail young quarterbacks before young quarterbacks fail organizations." Do you agree with that?
Oh, I absolutely do. And I think you have to know when you get a young quarterback, what type of guy is this? How is he mentally? How is he going to deal with things? And you have to play them when they're ready to play, and you have to have the right pieces around them. So many of these great quarterbacks get picked 1, 2, 3, 4 in the draft. They're going to a team that's not very good. And is the quarterback going to be able to handle that? Usually he's come from a Heisman Trophy-like position to maybe now his team isn't successful. And it's rare that a Jaden Daniels goes to a team and as a rookie takes them from being not very good to very good. That doesn't happen. More often than not, it is Peyton Manning, 3-13 with 27 interceptions his first year. But Bill Polian and that staff knew that type of year was not going to hinder Manning. It wasn't going to break his confidence. If there's one thing they didn't have to worry about, it was him losing confidence. Somebody else, it might be completely different. The Green Bay way of doing things and letting that quarterback sit and learn and watch and then play when they're ready, that's awesome. Not everybody has time to do that. Not everybody has the benefit of having a Brett Favre or an Aaron Rodgers to play while their understudy is learning. But if you don't put a quarterback in position to win with the right people around him, it's hard in this league.
Coach, I got to ask you a random question here because I was reading headlines and I saw one that said ex-rival of the Patriots came into the locker room and gave a motivational speech which helped the Patriots beat the Buffalo Bills. Who reached out to you from the Patriots to go talk to them? Because I was shocked to see you go in there. And would you have done that had Bill Belichick asked you to go in there?
Well, I would have, but I wouldn't have gotten invited. Bill Belichick has been there. But here's what happened. I have some good friends on the Patriots coaching staff. I went over to the hotel to see them and had breakfast. They invited me to the chapel. I happen to know the chaplain very well. So I said, yeah, I'd love to come in and be part of the chapel service, take it in and see what's going on here. And then Coach Vrabel said, hey, you're here with our people. I appreciate, love seeing you. Would you mind saying a couple words to the team? So it wasn't a motivational speech per se. It was just talking to the team about championship football at Coach Vrabel's request.
Who'd you hear from first, Brady or Manning, on you doing that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think very many people know the stuff. How did you guys hear about it?
I saw it on the internet. I saw
oh,
it on
there
X.
You go.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we
or
do
Twitter
now.
Or whatever the hell it's called.
I did not know that. I thought it was kind of a secret. But, yeah, actually, Coach Vrabel had me talk to his team when he was with the Titans. They played. They were
very
practicing
cool.
against the Bucs and had a preseason game. And I was visiting the hotel, and he said, would you mind talking to the team? And so I did, and we've got a very, very good relationship, even though we played against each other all those years. But, yeah, I can promise you I would not have got invited to speak to the team 2 years ago.
I love
ago.
That. I love it. You know, I watch the Manning cast every week. We see Brady on the telecast and stuff. Yeah. I know Brady's trying to, I guess, work with, and he's part owner of the Raiders. It's very convoluted, so does Peyton have any aspirations to run a team, control a team, coach a team, general manage a team? I think he'd be great at it.
He would be, and he talked about it, and I had the same conversations with him that I had with John Lynch. And Peyton, I think he understands his personality, and he's got young children now, and he just felt like if I go into this, I'm going to dive in head first, 24/7, just like he did with his playing career. And that might not be fair to his kids and to Ashley, his wife. And so he's held off on it. But I think he would be great, and he'd be very similar to John.
Hey, Coach, and we're talking to Hall of Fame Coach Tony Dungy here on the Morning Roast. Can you just speak to the job Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh have done this year, given all the injuries? I mean, you know it, but I'm just going to go through them all. You lost Nick Bosa.
Not just this year.
Yeah, for sure.
The whole time they've been together, they have been unbelievable. And, yeah, this year has been amazing given the injuries, but that twosome is powerful.
Well, what is it about, like, what they're able to do? Because I don't think anyone gave them a shot on Thursday Night Football against that Rams team, missing Pearsall, Jennings, on top of already not having Kittle, Ayuk, Bosa, and they went toe-to-toe with their division rivals in their home turf on a short week and stymied them for most of that first half, and obviously they came back a little bit later, went to overtime.
Wow.
But, like all those injury issues for the Niners, I guess, is what I'm asking, Tony. Like,
well, those two guys are very smart.
Yes.
They know football, but more than that, they're mentally tough, and they do not take excuses. And so they don't allow their people to take excuses, and it doesn't matter who's out there. We have a good scheme. We believe in it. We want you players to believe, and we're going to go toe-to-toe with anybody, no matter who we put out there, and their team believes that. And that's half the battle. But they're fantastic. And when Robert came back, that's when I said, hey, you better look out for these Niners.
Well, and Coach, I want to ask you about the injuries themselves. Like, it's been a big talking point here in the Bay Area about, like, the amount of injuries that have happened to this 49ers team. And, yes, they've been to two Super Bowls, but in between those, they've just been having, you know, quarterback injuries, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, whether it's Trey Lance, now with Brock Purdy, you have Mac Jones out there. I referenced all the other guys getting hurt, and it just feels like these seasons get derailed by the injuries, and Niner fans are just like scratching their heads. You know, is it just bad luck? Like, what? How would you approach this thing if it was happening to you, Coach? These injuries, you're out. Yeah,
it's all over the league, and we talk about it all the time on our show because, as you say, we see everybody. Niner fans can say, "Well, it's only our guys," but no, it's the same thing. I personally think we don't play enough in the preseason. We don't get ready. And these guys go out there, and then they're going 100 miles an hour week one. And I don't think we're quite ready for it. But you've seen Achilles tendons, ACLs all over the league. You've seen serious injuries. A lot of guys are missing people. Dallas, I think, played with four backup offensive linemen last week. Cincinnati's offensive line is all banged up. The Colts, I watch them all the time. They're playing good ball, but they've lost secondary guys. They've had injuries. It's just, it's all around the league now, and I think we're being so careful and so safe, and we're not practicing. We played every preseason game when I was playing for the Steelers. Our starters, our regulars played. We practiced every day in pads, and we didn't have these kind of injuries. I don't know if that's the answer, but I think there's something to that.
No, that's a good point. I mean, Jerry Rice said the same thing to us a couple of weeks back about guys got to play in the preseason, build up the callus and build up the hitting and all that.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Coach, there's so many things that go into making a great coach, things that people don't even think about, coaching the coaches, building a staff, empowering those that maybe aren't getting an opportunity right now so that they're ready when their number is called. What's the thing that you think Kyle does really well that the average football fan doesn't notice?
Well, number one, he believes in his system and he stayed with it. So you've got the same system basically in place for years and everybody gets to learn it. And then number two, identifying good young talent in the coaching area. When I look at his staff all the time, it's constantly turning over, but you have these new guys come in and they pick right up on it. So I don't know how he does it, but he identifies good young people to bring in, and that's a talent.
Were you as surprised as we all were with Mac Jones playing as well as he has?
Not really, because Mac Jones played good football. Mac Jones took them to the playoffs one year, and what happened is, for some reason, they made a change on the offensive staff, and they put a defensive coach as the offensive coordinator in New England, and that's when things started to go downhill for Mac. And he's played at a high level at Alabama. He played at a high level as a rookie for New England. And all of a sudden he had a bad year and a half when it was really difficult circumstances. So, no, I'm not surprised.
Your colleague Chris Sims is obviously friends with Shanahan and has been pounding the table about Mac Jones for many years. Have you guys had some off-air conversations regarding what's been going on with the Niners this year at quarterback?
Not really, but that was a question that I brought up to our group. With Minnesota and the Niners, and you're sitting here with two hot quarterbacks that are playing well, you don't want to take the sting away from your number one guy, but boy, you owe it to your team. If we've got a hot hand and this guy's playing well, it's hard to take him out. And so we have had those conversations. What would you do? And I think for the most part, we're saying, hey, let Mac roll as long as he's hot.
Coach, one more before you get out of here. We really appreciate your time this morning. This is really good stuff. Hall of Famer Tony Dungy on with us.
I'm a big fan.
This has been great. What's been the biggest surprise for you this season? And what's been the biggest disappointment team-wise around the NFL, Coach?
I don't know if there's been a big surprise. I think my surprise is the Pittsburgh Steelers. I thought Aaron Rodgers would help them, but I thought it would be a defensive team that just got some good quarterback play. But Aaron has lifted them and let them feel like we can win some games on offense, even if our defense isn't playing great. So the fact that they're winning and Aaron's playing so well and has got that connection with his receivers there, that's been the biggest surprise. The biggest disappointment to me maybe is the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think they're playing Eagles football. If you looked at them all last year, they dominated the line of scrimmage. They ran the ball. You could not stop Saquon. You couldn't get a running game going against them. And right now, that's not happening. I think they've got to speak to their offensive and defensive line and say, hey, you guys need to carry us once again.
Coach, I just want to say for many, thank you for being such a great man of faith and being so public with it and everything.
You.
You know, you're really good on television. You're a great coach, but you bring a lot of things to the table. And I just want to say on behalf of many, thank you.
Well, I appreciate it because that's the most important thing to me. We want to win on the field and want to be the best you can be in your profession, but being the best in life is really important.
Absolutely.
Hey, well Coach, said. We appreciate the time this morning, and good luck this Sunday.
All right, looking forward to it. And my son is a big, big Bucks fan, biggest Bucks fan in the world. So he'll be watching the game, but he'll be at the game cheering for the Buccaneers, but it's going to be a big one.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty.
Great man.
There he goes. That is Tony Dungy, courtesy of River Islands. As all guests in 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, in Lathrop? Great get today, Sammy, which leads us now, Carter, to one Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
You.
Oh, I was like, what? There going somewhere with some guru drops?
No, you're good. Just play the drops.
God, Tony Dungy said so much there. I want to be able to react to it. Signy and Goo. I mean, if Evan can get to the chopping board and cut that thing up, you know, you can have a lot to chew on. He's like the hot hand.
Well,
like the hot hand.
Well, the fact that what got me is that last one. His biggest disappointment is the 4-1 Philadelphia Eagles.
There's context.
Well, the standard is high for him there.
But, Joe, I've been telling you, their offensive line is not the same as it was. They've got some injuries. It doesn't. Yes, they're winning games, right? They are winning games. There's no doubt about it. And ultimately, do you win games? Yeah. But what does it look like? They ran the ball one time the other day in the second half with Saquon Barkley.
I think a lot of their mistakes.
One time in the second half?
I think they could fix their mistakes. I'm not. I wouldn't say that. The disappointment, probably for me, if you're just looking around the NFL, I mean, it's probably like the Miami Dolphins. They're cooked. The Baltimore Ravens, I mean, that's injuries, yeah, right?
If you thought the Dolphins were going to do something this year,
they're off.
Yeah, I mean, they are.
No. Like the Baltimore Ravens being 1-4, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah,
I mean,
they're
in Super Bowl.
Lamar's hurt.
I'm just shocked you
picked the Eagles. And look at their schedule.
I think the Eagles will be fine. I'm not worried about the Philadelphia Eagles until playoff time, maybe. And again, wake me up, playoffs, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley,
that's the
that
biggest
defense.
Thing you took away?
No, this is towards the end. I'm just taking, again, we're just reacting to what we heard right there. I'm just shocked you said
think,
the Eagles.
You think he would play Mac or Purdy this weekend?
Well, it sounds like he's saying ride the hot hand, like what Baldy was saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you got to keep going. And he's brought up Carson Wentz, too. He's like, I'm sticking with my veteran right now.
I'm Carson Wentz. Again,
he said let Mac roll as long as he's hot.
Which is kind of what I said, and people see it as some like, you're a bad chain party. He's like, no, just Purdy's hurt. He's trying to get better, and while he's getting better, I got this guy Mac.
And by the way, all you Shanahan haters right there, that's a Hall of Fame head coach just waxing poetically about that guy.
He
could not speak higher about what him and Saleh are doing and have done in this organization.
The thing I think we just really struggle with as fans is we don't know all these guys on the staff that they build. And notice how the coaches always talk about the staff.
Yeah.
And the staff and replenishing the staff. And once you're good, your staff gets basically picked off by all the other teams in the league and you have to replenish it. And being able to replenish it year 9... it's pretty remarkable.
Well, and that's why I'm looking at the Detroit Lions, like 4-1. I think a lot of people have question marks with Aaron Glenn leaving. Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson. And again, the season's early. They could lose to the Chiefs, and maybe we're thinking about things here. That's a great That's a great Sunday night football matchup, by the way.
Joe, Lions, I think they're winning the Super Bowl.
The Lions?
Yeah.
Wow.
Their team is so good.
Who could hate that, by the way? Who could hate the Lions?
No,
the
I actually would pull for them.
Yeah.
And
not if it's against the Niners. Then we would not be pulling for them if they won.
They've got the trade ammunition to go get whoever is available on the defensive line. That right, you're asking me today.
Yeah.
Today, that would be the team I would pick. Today.
That Jared Goff winning it at Santa Clara.
How could you not root for him?
I mean, come on. What do you guys got back there? What's your final thoughts today, Sammy? Sharks?
It's actually something else. You know, lost in the shuffle the last few days. Guys, you heard. Taylor Swift had a new album come out the other day. Solid C+. That's my grade.
Wow.
What's the name of the album?
The Life of a Showgirl. It's got a few good ones.
Like
in Vegas.
Like the... Oh.
That's not how I view Taylor Swift at all.
Exactly.
I don't know her thinking. That's just what she called it. So
she's trying to branch out.
What will the kids think?
Yeah,
I always think that the think piece is coming out about why this lyric matters to Jake Gyllenhaal and Taylor Swift's past. Why are we having Easter eggs and secret meanings?
Well,
in
that's
all
just
these
what
songs.
She does. Apparently, is she throws all these Easter eggs in her songs, and then her fans go and find them.
Taylor,
dude, if I was Travis girl was singing about like five times ago lovers.
Thank you.
That would be a little weird.
That's exactly how
I think
I'm
that's
feeling.
The song that's on Travis's mind right now. There's another one.
Oh, they're having all these different takes on different the ghosts of boyfriends.
I shouldn't need a Ouija board to find the messages hidden in songs.
What do you got, Carter?
Mine's quick. Honestly, LeBron, what is your problem, dude? Like, are you kidding me? That was so messed up. To all the people who bought tickets for his retirement tour, quote unquote. Man, what a jackass that guy is.
Oh, because the tickets increased because they thought.
They went up to $500 here at Chase Center from $80.
Well, you should have cashed in early, right?
I thank God I didn't.
There you go. Hey, Carter, you know what? You did a hell of a job today. Sam,
you know what we call cashing in early?
What?
The Bronny James.
Hey, you know what? Happy birthday, Bronny. 21. I think same day as Tony Dungy. couple days ago, 70th for Tony. So there you go.
Will he ever score 21 points in an NBA game?
Well, in a season. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the five-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. Steiny, Guru, / Evan next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.